time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder.
Hey, hope you're having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we got an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. Also want to remind you that you can listen on demand throughout the week at WPXZ1041FM.com. Just go and click on the Living Thunder link and listen to us there. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Big Daddy Weave, and it's a song called Let It Be.
This is healing.
a song by Big Daddy Weave that reminds us that when we are healed and made whole in Jesus' name, that we are made new. In other words, that healing begins, and he continues to make us new each day. Because as we continue to grow in him, he continues to allow us to grow our relationship with him. And as we dig into his holy and living word, he teaches us and guides us so that when we live our life, the Holy Spirit can take his words and put them into action so that we can do his will, so that we can live a life to truly bring glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now we got one by Ben Fuller, a song called Don't Let Me Forget.
Start to thinking that I've got the strength to fight, or when I get something good, must have been I did something right. When I start to thinking that I deserve some praise, bring me back to my knees and humble me with grace. Don't let me forget that I it's true, you're all I'm holding on to. Don't let me lose sight of how you saved my life. You're the reason I'm blessed, Jesus. Don't let me forget. Don't let me, Lord, don't let me forget. Don't let me, Lord, don't let me forget.
When I start to thinking of just how far you went, that's what keeps me running right back to the cross again. And when I start to thinking of just how much I'm loved, I've given in so many times, but you've never given up. Forget that I'm nothing without you, Jesus, it's true. You're all I'm holding on to. Don't let me lose sight of how you saved my life. You're the reason I'm blessed, Jesus. Don't let me forget.
A little bit of Ben Fuller. Don't Let Me Forget. You know, it's all about keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, to be in His holy and living word each day, and spending that quality time with Him so that our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, continues to grow. Right now, we got one by Austin French. God is good all the time.
Lately, I've been wrestling with everything, 'cause everything seems hard. Been caught up in the worry and anxiety, keeps tearing me apart. But I've been down and out before, and every time I cry out to the Lord, He meets me in my need. I've seen and I believe. Understanding in my heart, and you can see it on my face. Got a joy that sticks around when the days are hard, tells me I'll be okay. Through the ups and downs and highs and lows, He's working it for good. I know always what I need. I've seen it now. No matter what my eyes can see, on peaceful waters or raging seas, I know God is good. I trust the plans He has for me. No matter what my eyes can see, on peaceful waters or raging seas, I know God is good.
An awesome song that truly reminds us that God is good all the time. You know, through every circumstance of life, you know, in the highs of life, we understand He is good. And in the lows of life, you know, we really need to take that time out to thank Him, how good He is, that we can go through the hard times that draw us closer to Him. Because it's most of the time in those lows of life when we seek His face the most. God is good all the time, and all we need to do is worship through it, giving Him worship in every portion of our life. Leads us into our next song with Tasha Layton, and it's a song called Worship Through It.
Come through every time. I know my God.
when we worship Him, not only in the good times, but also in the hard times of life. You see, we are actually speaking Jesus because we are allowing people to see that we find our strength in the one true living God through Christ Jesus, that we are finding our peace in the one who saves us, who saved us. You see, there is power in one name alone. There's healing in one name alone. And there's life found only in one name. And that is the name of Christ Jesus. You see, when we are made new and anointed with the Holy Spirit, we become followers. We become disciples of Christ Jesus, empowered through the Holy Spirit to go and share His message. When Jesus chose the 12 apostles, they went forth after the resurrection of Christ and after they was anointed with the Holy Spirit to go and make disciples. And today, because of their faithfulness, of being faithful followers, we can experience what it means to be made new in Christ Jesus and what it means to go and make disciples, to go and share the truth, to share His message, the message that comes forth from God's holy word. You see, when we hear the message through the Holy Spirit and believe, and He forgives us of our sin as we ask the Lord to be Savior of our life and Lord of our life, well, it's then that we place our faith in Christ Jesus alone, and we are made new, ready to go and speak Jesus to the world, to share Jesus with the world. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, "For we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts." Just as the apostles were chosen to go and share the good news, so we are chosen also to go and share the good news. You see, in Philemon 1:6 it says, "And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ." So you see, it's about putting into action, well, being grateful for what the Lord Jesus has done for us. To show our gratitude is to, well, to be generous, in other words, about how we live for Him. And, you know, that comes down to our faith that's found in Him alone. Understanding that, well, He is good, and all things good come from Him. You know, it's about speaking the name that is full of power, praying to the Father to empower us so that we can go and be His hands and feet. In other words, putting that into action. And when we do that, Ephesians tells us that He will not only empower us, but He'll give us the desire to live life for Him. It's about keeping our eyes fixed upon Jesus. Leads us in our next song. It's a song by Herbie Lyons, and it's a song called "I Speak Jesus."
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like the fire.
We speak the name of Jesus because there is only one true living God, one true living Savior. God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could be saved. You see, we speak his name because of his holiness, because we are made new in his name. And our desire is to exalt the Father through Christ Jesus so he is set above all things in our life. In Acts 2:33, it says, "Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand, and the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today." Because the Father gave the Holy Spirit. Well, as he had promised, Jesus, when we are saved, anoints us with the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God that we have. Psalms 18:46 says, "The Lord lives, praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted." You know, there is no other one who came to us, who is alive and living today, to save us. And that's why we can have a personal relationship with the one true God because of what Christ Jesus done. 2 Samuel 22:47 says, "The Lord lives, praise to the rock."
With abandon I have come to meet you here. Be
Why are you so good to me? You must see treasure hidden underneath. Why are you so good to me? Oh, this is more than I deserve. This is more than I deserve. Overwhelming grace I could never earn. This is more than I deserve. In the morning I will sing of
I was lost and sinned and you found me. love me first. Oh, I love how you love me first. You call me from the grave and you pull me from the dirt. I love how you love me first. Amen.
Little bit of Elevation Worship there for you. A song called What a Miracle. And you know, you may not realize it, but when we are born in the Spirit of God, it's a true miracle. Miracle given to us through Christ Jesus so that we can once again have that walk with the Father. What an awesome God that we have. Right now, we got one by Brooke Lingerwood. It's a song called Like Incense.
May my prayer like incense rise before you. The lifting of my hands is sacrifice. Oh Lord Jesus, turn your eyes upon me. For I know there is mercy in your sight. The statutes are my heritage forever. My heart is set on keeping your decrees. Please still my anxious urge toward rebellion. Let love keep my will upon its knees. Oh God, you are my. Ooh. step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Heaven's champion, who could
That was one by The Church Will Sing, a song called Greatest of All Times. Because of what our Lord and Savior done for us, He deserves all the glory with our whole life. This one's Jeremy Camp, No Survivors.
I'm at war with my humanity, trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. Survivors. Somebody give my past my sympathies. Tell the old me I'm not missing you. He can call, but I'm not listening to the same old, same old. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors.
Doctor, get me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight.
Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
try and find me, but I've never been so sure. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Phil Wickham, The Jesus Way.
If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I chose the Jesus way. And if you're helpless, I will defend you. If you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way.
When we choose the Jesus way, we choose life. Life that's only found in Jesus Christ. Abundant life where, well, our relationship with Him continues to grow. And our love for Him continues to grow. And we have a Lord and Savior who will never leave us nor forsake us. Leads us into our next song by 10th Avenue North. It's called Letting Go for Dear Life.
Holding on for dear life so long. I've been proud, I've been wrong, I've been nothing but headstrong. Building up my tower so tall. But I'm learning to trust you enough to let them fall.
Yeah.
In James 1:19 it says, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." You see, when we heed to James 1:19, we will hear when he speaks. And he speaks in many different ways. When we heed to his voice and the direction of the Holy Spirit, you see, we will live a life of obedience that's pleasing to him. We will not fret about wicked schemes that sometimes surround us in this world, but we are to be still and know that he is God. You see, it's there, the posture of our heart, well, aligns with his will. So do as Psalms 37:7 and 46:10 says. It says, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes, but be still and know that I am God." You know, our focus should never be on the things that surround us, but our focus should always be on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to wait patiently for him to act. And when we allow that to take place in our life, it's then that we won't worry about, well, evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes to what seems like to bring you down or something like that. Because you're here to live life for his glory then. You don't worry about the things that surround you because you want to live your life the very best you can for him, to speak his truth in all situations and to live that out. And to live that out is to listen and heed to his still small voice, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us as we live out our day so that he receives all glory and honor with our life. But we need to keep our focus on Jesus, Lord and Savior of our life. And when we do that, it will make your walk all different. I'm not saying that you won't fail in many different ways, because we are still in human form and we will still sin against God. But we are to have a repentant heart and turn from our evil ways and focus on our new life that's in him, to listen so that we can live life for him. It leads us into our next song. It's by Chris McClarney, and it's a song called "I'm Listening."
When you speak, confusion fades. Just a word, and suddenly I'm not afraid, 'cause you speak and freedom reigns. There is hope in every single word you say. I don't wanna miss one word you speak, 'cause everything you say is life to me. This one word you speak, quiet my heart, I'm listening.
When sorrows roll and troubles rage, you whisper peace. When I don't have the words to say, I won't lose hope. When storms won't break, you keep your word. Oh, and your promises will keep me safe.
Oh, I don't wanna miss one word you speak, 'cause everything you say is life to me. Thank you.
cause everything you say is life to me. I don't wanna miss one word you speak. So quiet my heart, I'm listening.
You see, Jesus desires us to come to him. And that's why Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells us, well, he has planted eternity in our hearts. He wants us to experience new life. He wants us to have that walk once again with the Father. He wants us to know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. To have a hope for all eternity. In Matthew 11:28-30, it says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. He wants you to have rest for your soul. And you see, that's only found in Jesus Christ, because it's only through Christ Jesus that we can come to the Father. God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that our sin, well, could be forgiven. He paid the penalty for our sin with his precious blood. He paid the price so that we can be made pure and holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, he did this because he loved us so much. In John 3:16-17, he says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. That's why God came in the flesh through Jesus Christ, so that we, his prized possession, well, could be saved. There's a reason why he came, and it's so that our sin, well, could be blotted out with his precious blood. See, back at the beginning of time when Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, well, that's whenever there was the curse of sin placed upon each generation from thereafter. And when we are born into this world, we are born sinners, because that curse of sin was placed on that day for all generations to come. But God's special plan was to save us through his one and only Son, Christ Jesus. He would pour out his blood so that that curse of sin could be broken. And now when we believe that Jesus paid it all, we believe that Jesus rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, when we place our faith alone in him, and ask him to be Lord and Savior of our life, and go forth and share the message in hope, sharing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We are made whole, pure, by the blood of Jesus. We are made holy because he is holy. Today, if you don't have that walk with Jesus, then open your heart and your life to him and experience what new life is. Experience what life is. Abundant life that's found in Christ Jesus. Experience what it means to have a hope for all eternity, a rest for your soul, and a peace to carry you through. Come to Jesus and be made new and whole today by just opening your life to him. If the Holy Spirit's knocking on your door today, then open your life to Jesus and experience what life is. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Sidewalk Prophets, and it's a song called Come to Jesus.
Are you weary, nearly giving up? Do you feel heavy, don't have strength enough? It's not over, it's not over. Come to Jesus, his arms are open.
Come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope,
It's His love that saves even somebody like me and somebody like you. He loved us that much that He came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could be saved. What an awesome God that we have.
Broken my heart in 2,000 pieces. I've been trying to do this on my own, but sometimes you gotta break your heart to find your soul. But sometimes you gotta lose your will to give God control. I need you like sunlight's needed for a shadow. Need you like a heartbeat beating out of my bones. I need you like a sick man needs a physician. I need you like a helping man on a mission. But I need you more. I need you more. I need you more.
I've been trying to rest deep inside of my chest. I can't feel my soul. Disconnected from you in the solitude that I built with my phone. Come break down my wall. I
need you like a sick man needs a physician. I need you like a helping man on a mission.
Like David, I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I praise the mountain, moving body, raising, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise, I praise the heaven, seated, undefeated, highest in names. That's who I praise, hey, that's who I praise, that's who I praise.
I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven.
That's who I praise.
is the lamb that was slain, the only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. He is the risen Messiah. He is the Ancient of Days. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven, seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise the God who's proven he can do impossible things. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise.
I wanna love like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
A little bit of Brandon Link, that's who I praise. You see, we give him all praise and glory with our life. He loved us first, but because of his love, we now can love him with our whole heart, with our whole being, because of who he is, because of his holiness. Leads us into our next song by Mac Powell. It's a song called I Love Jesus.
I love Jesus, yes I do. I love Jesus, yes it's true. I love Jesus. As I could be, I needed a savior to rescue me. Heaven heard me praying, opened up my eyes. That 6 feet on the man got a brand new life. That's why.
Jesus, yes I do. I love Jesus, yes it's true. Oh yeah, he's the way, he's the truth, turn my life around. I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need. But lately I ain't been sleeping well through the night. And sometimes I don't know if I wake up alive. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah.
Little bit of Force Frank, a song called Hallelujah. Guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Tematope and Josh Baldwin singing Empty Threats.
There's a lifetime of lies I believe. Make some choices that don't. Empty
Danny Gokey, still on the throne, because he is alive, because he is still on the throne. We have a God who will never leave us nor forsake us. We have a God who we can have a personal walk with, and we have one who can we can have an eternal hope with. Through Jesus Christ, we once again have that walk with the Father. Right now, Ryan Ellis, Without Jesus.
But I know who holds them all. Don't have all the directions, but I never walk alone. God only knows, God only knows how to work this out. No matter the road, wherever I go, I'll never be without. I've got something to believe in. Where would I be without Jesus?
separate me from the love that saved my life. Not afraid where it takes me, cause I'll never leave my side. Oh, I've got something to believe in. Faith that's more than a feeling. I could have gone another way and now I see it. Where would I be, where would I be without Jesus? I've got hope for the healing. Love that leads me to freedom.
Revelations 21:5 says, "And the one sitting on the throne said, 'Look, I am making everything new.' And then he said to me, 'Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true.'" You see, he says, "Look, I am making all things new." And that's why when we are in Christ Jesus, we are made new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." You see, not only did he come so that we can be made new and experience life here and now, but he is preparing a new heaven and earth for all who are in Christ to be with him for all eternity. So live a life of worship, a life of gratitude to the one who saved you by his grace. You see, because of his love, he has freed us from sin and death. So live life in obedience to him, because of what he has done for you. It leads us into our next song. It's by We Are Messengers, and it's a song called "All Things." Be made new in Christ Jesus today by opening your life to him.
Don't be surprised when the light comes through the window at the dawn. I know it felt like a long night, but you did good to hold on to the promises he made. Oh, they never let you down. I promise you the light comes. You just gotta stick around. The sun rose out this morning, and the birds are flying high. They remind me of your goodness. That today is gonna be alright. And I don't another second chasing anything but you, cause you make all things just like new. Yeah. Don't go rushing, don't you hurry, there's some things you gotta learn. There's beauty in the heartache, there's diamonds in the dirt. I know you'll see it soon, you just can't see it now. There's meaning in the hard times. You just gotta stick around. The sun rose out this morning, and the birds are flying high. They remind me of your goodness. That today is gonna be alright. And I don't wanna waste another second chasing anything but you, cause you make all things
So when we are made new in Christ Jesus, we become a follower of Jesus. So follow Jesus now and forevermore. So what does it mean to be his follower? Luke 9:23 tells us, "Then he said to the crowd, 'If any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me.'" You see, it's all about leaving your old life behind, that sinful life, leaving it behind, focusing on your new life in Christ Jesus. That's what it means to take up your cross daily, is to leave your sinful, evil desires behind and focus on living for Jesus each and every day, following his word, following the Holy Spirit as he leads and guides. Ephesians 5:2 says, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." So remember what 2 Timothy 4:3 says, "For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them what their itching ears want to hear." Because of what 2 Timothy says, we must live a life of truth and share the truth of his holy and living word. To live a life of obedience, we don't just accept him as Lord and Savior of our life, but we continue to follow him, to share his message, to go and make disciples through the Holy Spirit, to share his truth, and to live out his truth. Colossians 2:6 says, "And now just as you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." So focus on your new life in Christ Jesus, leaving your old life behind, so that he receives all glory and honor with your life. You see, it's not by living an obedient life that you're saved. You're saved because of the grace of God. And we can do nothing, nothing on our own behalf to basically save ourselves. It's a free gift of God. And all we have to do is call upon his name, believe, and put our faith alone in him, and ask him to be Lord and Savior of our life, and then go forth and live that life for him, is how we are saved. It's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ that washes our sin away. What an awesome God that we have. It's then that we can follow him with our whole being. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's by Ashes Remain, and it's a song called Follow.
Alone.